Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost every single day. Look, Tampa was one goal better tonight. The Avs lose game 5, 3-2 in the Stanley Cup Final to take the series to a 3-2 Avs lead. And credit to Tampa. They played well tonight. They got the job done. The Avs came up one goal short. That is now three of the five games in this series decided by a single goal. It's a good series. It's what you wanted. It's what the Stanley Cup Final is about. Do the Avs come up short tonight? Absolutely. Are we going to dive into all the minutia of that? You bet. But remember, they get two more tries at this. The series is far from over.
Yep.
They can go do it in Tampa. If they don't do it there, they get a shot to do it at home. Just putting that one out there. Look, it would have been great for the Avs to win it at home, to do the thing, but they didn't. Can they play better than that? Yes, absolutely. Did they play absolutely horrible? No. It's somewhere in the middle, and everybody knows that. Let's get into it. Do we have someone who wants to do the 60-second rundown, or are you guys going to make me do it?
I'll do it. It's fine.
All right. AJ can take it.
Yeah, okay. Do we have a timer?
Probably not.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's fine. I don't fucking need 60 seconds. 1, 2, 3, go. So the game starts, and Colorado just does not play nearly as well as they should be. They don't have nearly the kind of energy or the jump early on in the game that we were all expecting. Tampa Bay scores first, and they it's kind of a 50-50 period. Opening goal is just bad. Darcy Kuemper, come on, bro. It's just a fucking soft goal, and you can't give those up against when you've got Andrei Vasilevsky on the other end. And then, the Avs come out early on, and they tie it up in the second period, I think. Yeah?
Yep.
Sometime in there.
Yep.
That was cool. And then they give the lead back up again. That was less cool. A little 4-on-3.
Yep.
Special teams, sucks that it never should have been a 4-on-4 to begin with.
Agreed.
And then the tripping that happens makes it a 4-on-3. They finally score a real power play goal in the series. Their only other power play goal was the one that made it 6-2 in game 2, so fucking YOLO.
Yep.
And then third period, the Avs get it tied up. That was cool. Everybody was vibing, and then Colorado's top line chokes in the defensive zone, breaks down in coverage, and Andre Palat does what Andre Palat does and scores a game-winning goal.
And Darcy's got to be better there. Go. Hits a stick.
I don't have any issue with Kuemper on that.
It's a high-danger chance, but you just feel like it looks like he's out in front of it.
I don't have a problem with that goal. My problem with that goal is coverage.
Yeah. I mean, I think both things are true there, to be honest with you. But we'll get to it. We'll get to all of that. Wind it back. Start with the first period. Because I do think, on the whole, the first period was pretty even. In the first period, the Avs did a good job on special teams. Didn't take the best penalties in the world, but they kill two power plays. They're able to keep it there. Shots were relatively even. It was a relatively even period. Tampa was just one goal better in the first. And in every period in this hockey game, yep. Tampa was just one goal better.
Yep.
That's just the truth tonight, is Tampa was one goal better than the Avs. All it takes is one play one way or the other, but it is what it is. I don't think there's really a ton to get into on the first goal. But, you know, Jan Ruda comes in out wide, throws the puck towards Kemper, and he gets beat under the glove.
Yep.
That's all there really is to it. You're not asking a ton out of any of the skaters to do something better there. You just need a save there. And I don't want to be too aggressive on blaming Darcy in this game, because he also made three very high-quality saves in the first period. He did a decent job. You just don't want to see that one go in. On the other side of the puck, the Avs did generate some decent chances in the first period, but you guys can get into this all night. It feels like things weren't quite clicking. Do you guys think the Avs were close to executing better, or do they have a lot of work to do for Game 6?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were, you know, Mikko Rantanen, the end of the second period, is in by himself, and he fucking misses the net.
Yeah.
You know, like, too many opportunities that they had that they just let Tampa Bay off the hook where, look, McKinnon sliding the puck through the five hole in the first period and he gets all the way through. That's on McKinnon. It's not a good enough shot. It's not on goal. He doesn't have to make a save. He doesn't make a save. Doesn't even count as a shot.
Yep.
You know, Mikko gets in by himself and misses the net completely. So just too many good opportunities that they left on the ice that they didn't do enough with. I disagree 100,000% with the entire chat talking about how Tampa Bay outplayed Colorado and all this bullshit. To me, the big difference here is that they finally win the special teams battle. You go 2-2 with them at even strength.
Yep.
They finally win the special teams battle on a 4-on-3. And, you know, a 4-on-3, like, come on. You're just trying to survive a 4-on-3. Yeah. You're not really – you don't ever practice that. You don't work on it. The one thing that Tampa Bay's power play had not had any of was during any of their struggles on 5-on-4 was space. A 4-on-3, the whole thing opens up. Everybody crunches down. Every time that there's a loose puck, every time there's a puck battle, it's just they just did not. They can't clear that. Like, you can't go flying to the boards and all this shit and clear that puck. But they, you know, that's the to me that was the real thing that really kind of turned things around. And really, like, they're scoring real goals. Colorado's getting by right now. They're surviving on nonsense. They're not scoring real goals, and it's not dissuading Tampa Bay from continuing to pack the house and give up 40 shots a game.
I would argue that every goal is a real goal, but I know.
I mean,
what you're
you know
saying.
What I mean.
I
like,
know what
a
you're
puck
saying.
That goes off, like, there's the tying goal in the third period is a puck that bounces for you and goes off a guy skating into the net. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not changing their strategy, right?
Yeah,
they're still back in the box.
You give up.
Do what you do.
They get a lucky goal, lucky because it's free from Kemper. Yeah. Jan Ruda just walks in as a weak-ass shot and just beats him. And, like, that's the one you're just like, come on. Come on.
Yeah. True. It's
all the people that are oh, they're not going to win in Game 6. Don't come and hang out with us then. I don't want to see any of these people for Game 6.
Well, you know the future, too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see any of them. If they're not going to win, then don't hang out
Why
with us.
Why are you watching if you already know?
We'll see you guys we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. P.S. Go bet a ton of money on it if you already know the outcome of the game. Highly recommend. Look. Here's the thing about this game. You're living in a world where Tampa is one goal better, but you also know the Avs have way more to give. The Avs are capable of playing significantly better than they did in that game. You ultimately get 0 points out of your top line in this hockey game.
McKinnon
really
gives you an assist.
Sure, 1 point.
Nachushkin gives you. I mean, I guess what's your
is Nachushkin? Yeah, I don't know. That's it's hard
what's,
to say where Nachushkin
top?
Is there.
Nachushkin, Landeskog, McKinnon was that line, and it was Lekkonen, Rantanen, and Kadri.
Yeah,
and that line was dog shit. And when you start breaking down the numbers, yeah, you want more from Nathan McKinnon. You want more from that top line. That top line was the only one that did anything possession wise.
And look, it's all the way down. You know this team can be better. And you continue through the lineup, and it's not that they played horribly, because this wasn't a game where Tampa showed up and rolled all over them. But it's very easy to see they were struggling to execute plays, particularly through the neutral zone and in the offensive zone. Way too many pucks that are just too easily off of an AV stick, one way or another.
They're losing those battles.
It is what it is, and be better. There's not a big conversation there. But at the same time, it's not like the Avs went away in this game. You go to the second period, the Avs have an answer. They get this game back to 1-1.
Yeah.
You throw a puck on net, Vasi doesn't handle it well, and you have the guys in position. Valanichushkin's net front gets the puck and throws it into an open net, but still, it's not an amazing play. You're not talking about, oh, what amazing skill. But it's important to remember that all those plays matter all the same. So, getting into this goal, what are the positives you're taking away for Colorado from this game?
From this game or this goal?
Whole game.
The whole game.
I'll take from this goal also, but...
They're looking at the nuke goal specifically. I don't know. I feel like process-wise, I wasn't terribly disappointed. There was something about the execution, a lot of decisions with the puck, that felt like it was a plan B play rather than plan A. It's like, okay, that was a decision, and it wasn't the worst possible decision you could have made, but it also wasn't the best. And there's no room for less than your best effort, especially when it comes to playmaking. And I think that's where they fell short, because they applied a lot of pressure and they were generating opportunities. They just weren't very high quality a lot of the time. And then sometimes in the moments where they were, Vasilevskiy had an answer for it. And so I think process-wise, there's issues I have with energy, like at the start of the first period. I don't think that they gave the first period the energy that it deserved to carry through the rest of the game. So I think that starting with better energy is something that I'd like to see them do differently. But they did things like throughout the entire 60 minutes that I expect them to do. They were still engaging in those puck and board battles that I expect them to, but they were losing more than they normally do. So I expect them to process-wise continue battling for the puck in that way, but actually win. So I don't know. I'm still processing a lot of this game. I think a lot of people are feeling deflated, because there were moments, a lot of moments throughout this game that I thought the Avs had an edge. They looked to be the better team. And so it is a little deflating to walk away from this when there was a chance for it to end at home. But process-wise, it's not like this was a completely different team. It wasn't like game three. It feels really different. I'm not feeling too down about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you put it well, where it's like, look, can they execute better? Yes, absolutely. Conceptually, you're pretty okay with a lot of this game, I think, for the most part. You didn't see the Avs playing horribly. There were times where it felt like they were a little scrambly in the defensive zone. Sure, there were times when they were losing puck battles. Obviously, some sloppiness. But when you look at their play as a whole, I agree. You do feel like if you do this and you just execute it correctly, you feel pretty decent about this game.
Well, when you look at the close games, right? You look at game one, you look at game four, and now game five. They're 2-for-1.
Yeah.
In those close games. Like, those close games, it's weird bounces. It's somebody gets an extra chance.
Yeah.
Or a breakdown from the other team, and you capitalize on it, and they win. So, like, this is going to happen. This is the Stanley Cup Finals. And you got to feel pretty good, because the Avs still have two more cracks at it.
Yep.
Right? So you just kind of have to throw this one in the trash can and move forward.
Look,
can't think about it too much.
The whole reason a 3-1 lead is so important is because if you lose one like this, you still have the series lead. You still get to go do it again. And twice more if they need to. Now, do they need to be better?
Absolutely.
Yes. No one's going to deny that. You get into the second Tampa goal. How do we feel about this 4-on-3 situation? Because, look, at the end of the day, I'm not going to blame the refs. I don't think the refs had that significant of an impact on this game. But ultimately, you end up in a 4-on-4 situation, and the Avs put themselves on a 4-on-3 penalty kill.
Just don't fucking call it.
I agree.
Just don't. You've got two dudes. You're sending them there for some ticky-tack shit. Why the fuck do you need to intervene there?
Yeah.
What is the point of it? No. What are you doing? What are you calling? Why are you making this call? Neither infraction that they decided to call there was remotely egregious. Rose to the level of what they had decided to call all playoffs. What was the point? And I don't have any problem with the Makar tripping. He trips him.
Yeah.
The stick is in the skates. It's in between the guy's fucking legs. What more do you want?
Yep.
He trips him. I have no issues with the referees in this game. It just sucks that a 4-on-3, like, it's the PK that you don't practice. It's the PK that it's so hard to kill those.
Yeah.
And to get it for such a long period of time.
Yep.
You know, if that thing is 30 seconds, you survive that. But it's like a buck 40 or whatever.
Yep.
It's hard to kill it. And, I mean, Nikita Kucherov finally scores a goal in the series. And you're just like, it's just tough. I don't have any issues with the referees. All of my problems are really about Colorado just not executing, not getting the job done.
Agreed.
I don't think they ever look comfortable in this game. I don't think they ever looked like they were, I don't know, they just didn't look like they were ready for the moment that was in front of them. But Tampa Bay looked calm, collected, they played their hockey, and this is exactly how they win games in the postseason. Yep. You know, they're going to get buried in shots, they lose in scoring chances. Okay, well, hey, you pay Andre Vasilevsky $1 billion every year so that guy goes out and does exactly what he did tonight, which is just outplay the other guy.
Yep.
When he's one of the two or three best goaltenders in the entire world, he's going to outplay the other guy a lot.
Yep.
The Avs, Darcy Kemper outplayed Vasi in game four, and Vasi outplayed Darcy Kemper in this one.
Yep. Absolutely.
They did one goal better. And, you know, I don't have any. Look, the Jan Ruda goal it's bullshit. But otherwise, I'm not sitting here crushing Darcy Kemper. That game is 2-2 with 7 minutes to play in the third period.
Yep.
Any of this talk about how they didn't have any effort and they didn't show up and their defense was atrocious.
Just not accurate.
And this and that. Yeah. It's nonsense, man.
Yep.
It's utter nonsense. The Avs were in a dogfight and they just lost one. They had been exceptional at getting across the finish line in these types of situations. They just lost one to another team that is exceptional.
That's really good at this.
In this exact situation. So it sucks. It hurts. It's not the night that we want. But acting like this team embarrassed this fan base and didn't do justice to the night or whatever.
Not true.
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of overly emotional nonsense.
Yep.
Says the mad guy. Like, I'm mad. Yep. It's disappointing. They had a third. It's 2-2 in the third period. You want them to close. You want them to close. They've been exceptional closers this year. You want them to find a way. Again. But, you know, they're the best in the business at this exact thing for a reason. Taking this thing away from them was never going to be easy.
Of course
it's not easy. You're going to be, you're sure hoping, if I could fast forward right now and be at 2-2 in the third period of game six, I would be.
You would take that. Yep.
I fucking would.
Yep.
Go and earn it. Go and win it. Go and win the thing. Go and win it. They did not do that tonight. Tampa Bay did. But when you build a 3-1 series lead, you have the runway to lose one of those tight ones.
You do.
Fine. Okay. Now go back out on the road where you remember you've lost once.
8-1 on
the
road.
Your record is better on the road than it is at home. Go and do the thing.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know why they don't want to win a series here in Denver. I don't want to say, like, don't want to. But, like, I don't know what the issue is with them winning a series in Denver. But don't come back without the cup. Don't come back without it. You got every opportunity. Don't come back.
Hard to take it away if you're not there. You have to bring it back with
you. Go get that thing. Go get that thing, take it, and bring it.
Yep. absolutely true. We are brought to you, of course, by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can go get that at your local liquor store and go to breckbrew.com for all sorts of amazing merch and other great stuff. Go check them out. We're also brought to you by Avoca TV. You can go to avoca.tv and use the DNVR code to be sure to get in for TV for just $15 a month for the first 3 months and only $25 a month after that. If you're in the Denver area, you can get Altitude, you can get AT&T Sports Network, and you can get national channels. So that covers pretty much all Colorado sports right there through Avoca TV. Again, just $15 a month through the first 3 months. So jump on it. It's just a little box that plugs right into your TV. You hook the internet up to it, and you're good to go. It's super easy to use. Highly recommend you check it out so you can all be mad and screaming at your television instead of your computer monitor. It's great. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
I want to run these down real quick.
Sure.
Because I'm a little over reading some of this bullshit.
Just not read it.
At 5v5 tonight, Colorado 31-22 in shots, 25-18 in scoring chances, and they lost the high danger battle 7-6.
Sure.
That's it. Expected goals was 1.81 to 1.21. Low scoring for both teams.
Yep.
Avs had the better of it at 5v5. You switch that out to all situations, it's a little bit closer.
Yep.
It's 38-29 shots, 33-21 scoring chances, 10-8.
Look,
and high danger chances, ultimately,
this was a 2-2 game at 5-on-5.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I was saying earlier that their failure to get out of the PK, the 4-on-3, that's the key to that game.
Yep, it was dead even at even matched. So, it is what it is. Obviously, you can't lose the special teams battle and expect to win a hockey game. But
yeah, and they get four power plays. You get two, like that hurt. That hurts.
Yep.
But, hey, you capitalize on one of them, and you're not here right now. We're not having this conversation.
Correct.
So
it's not – one-goal games aren't that complicated a lot of the time. One team was just a little bit better. In this case, it happens to be on special teams that is the significant difference. Getting further on into this game as you drift into the third period, as you get into all of this – the Avs get the game tied. Now, this puck gets thrown on net. Does it hit Valanciunas' stick?
Don't use words you don't understand.
Does it go off of Cernak's skate? Does it matter?
It got changed.
Yeah. It's Kale's goal now, yeah. Officially.
It's Makar's goal from Taves and Nichushkin.
Okay.
So Nichushkin keeps the point.
Same diff, yeah. But I think it shows what you have to do when, look, the Avs didn't bring their A game tonight. No one would say they did. But you throw a puck to the net, you tie things up in front, good things happen, right?
Yep.
It's not complicated hockey, but it functions. And this is where I think I feel a little bit more comfortable because, yeah, it's a tough bounce, but also it's not like Vasi made a bunch of amazing saves tonight. Both of the goals that beat him, you're looking at, he took one off of his arm that he couldn't find, and one gets kicked through his five hole.
That's why I'm struggling with, some of chat is pinning it on Kemper, and I'm struggling in a 3-2 game where Vasi, I think at least one of Vasi's goals he'd like to have back.
For sure.
I'd say probably both, but at least that one. That's just a matter of goal support at that point,
right,
in my opinion.
Goalie can't put the puck in the net for you. And look, would you like Kemper to be one save better? Obviously.
Absolutely.
Obviously you
Absolutely.
Would.
Absolutely. No free pass, but
you win as a team, you lose as a team. You can't go into it and say, oh, Darcy Kemper lost you this game. You can't go into it and say any one individual player lost you this game. You can say this guy had a bad game. You can say you want this guy to be better. You can say this guy did some stuff but did this poorly. But as a whole, Tampa was one goal better as a team. Full stop. The Avs power play couldn't score.
Yep.
Is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know, chat. Do you guys just want to go off and be mad the whole time, or should we just start banning everybody? Like, it's up to you.
I'm sorry, I've already had banned quite a few.
I know you did, Kale. You got to do what you got to do.
This is a Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah, no one just thought they were going
to
walk through.
If y'all thought the Avs shrunk from the moment tonight, chat is shrinking from the moment tonight.
I mean, chat shrinks from the moment every single loss.
They can't handle it right now.
It's just how it is.
Stay calm. You have game six still to come. Relax. Take a breath. This is why you won three of the first four. If something goes this way, the Avs get more opportunities. It's okay. You're going to be okay. I promise. Third period. Well, let me put it to you this way. What do you all think the Avs' best period of the game was?
There wasn't one.
I'd say, if you're looking at the Avs, it'd have to be period two was probably their best period.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Megan?
Second period. It's not a ringing endorsement, though.
I didn't say good period.
Well,
I said
they never
best.
They never, they never won. But like, if you're looking at the three periods, what's the best period out of those three?
Second period.
You're gonna have to go with the second period,
which I think is fair. But I also think there were times in the third period where the Avs played very well. Now, you got inside the 10-minute mark of the third, and Tampa took it to them. They got their goal, and the Avs couldn't get back in it. But I continue looking through this game, and every time I see it, I think, this wasn't a disaster. This wasn't some, my God, the Avs can't handle this. This was they just weren't quite good enough.
Yeah, this was punch for punch all game, man.
Yeah.
I have no issues with any of that.
Yeah.
My problem is that Colorado's top guys just
didn't get it done. Fair enough. Be better. And, obviously, it's not hard to say you need better out of Nathan McKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Gabe Landeskog, even Cale Makar and Devon Taves. Which, Cale ends up getting that goal, but it's not like he made some incredible play to do it.
I think he had a goal and an assist tonight, right?
Did he get the secondary? He might have. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It really.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, he's won it. Yeah, he got one goal, one assist.
You go through it, and as AJ pointed out, the Avs had the better of the scoring chances opportunities in this game. But scoring chances aren't goals.
Like a decent amount.
Yeah, by a good amount. But they didn't finish.
Yeah.
They finished two opportunities in this game. Tampa finished three.
That was a story for Nathan McKinnon's game tonight, too. It was just not being able to finish, unfortunately, because I felt like the effort was there.
Sure. It's when you get a grade-A opportunity like McKinnon did, and you don't finish. You beat Vasilevsky, but you missed the net. At the end of the day, you know what that scoring chance means? Nothing. It doesn't apply anything to the final score of the hockey game. And it's not that you made a terrible play. Yes, you could have done better, of course. But it felt like the Avs struggled to go out and get it again. They would get an opportunity, and at times tonight, it would feel like that was their opportunity, and then the breath kind of went out of them a little bit. You would see Tampa push back, and then it would be the Avs chasing the puck at times. So, I don't know that the Avs can completely eliminate that, because again, these are two very, very good hockey teams. There are times when Tampa's going to be the better team. But is it really just execution? Is it that simple? Is that the only thing the Avs need to do better on Sunday night?
Your top dogs got to be your top dogs. Like right now, like what we've talked about is like, what is that top line doing, right? Like,
I'm mostly fine with the top line's game tonight, to be honest with you. I had a way bigger issue with Kadri and Rantanen. I thought they were both actively bad.
Well, those are your
Ranton
top dogs,
Ranton is your
too.
Top
dog. That's what I'm saying. Sure. Like, yeah. We saw last game, right? Like, you know, when you're talking about your top dogs, I think it's your top six, right?
Yeah.
We just didn't see it tonight.
Kadri was awesome in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was awesome in game four.
Yep.
He was really bad tonight. Yep. And I thought Mikko was awful.
Yep.
Miko's just...
I mean, awful.
Yeah.
I really haven't had, like, a giant Mikko Rantanen problem in the series. Been some greatness. Been a little bit of wonkiness at times.
Yeah.
But I thought he was really bad tonight.
Yeah.
And then their bottom six, for the first time in a long time, their whole bottom six just gets crushed.
Yeah, they struggled tonight for sure.
Not competitive. Stuck out there for a long time. Just... nowhere near good enough.
Sturm was really sheltered.
What's that?
Sturm was really sheltered. He hardly played.
In the few shifts he got, he just wasn't doing anything.
No.
It is what it is. What's going to happen, especially in a game where the Avs trailed for the majority of it, right? You're going to see the top six not only struggle to do what you need it to do in those situations, but get reduced playing time.
Right.
So... yeah, I don't think this loss is that complicated, nor do I think it's that devastating. Obviously, it sucks. The Avs couldn't win it at home in Game 5. But yeah, the sky is not falling by any stretch of the imagination either. So you gotta keep it a little bit even keel here. You got to know better than to jump off the deep end in a series that the Avs still have the lead in, 3-2. We are brought to you by Lightshade. They have 11 different locations here in the Denver metro area. You can go get whatever your THC or CBD needs are from them. You can also go to lightshade.com and use the code DNVR to get 25% off your entire order for products that are not already on sale. They genuinely have everything you need. You can go down there and find whatever it is you might be looking for. Highly recommend you go check it out. Seems like some of y'all might need to chill out a little bit tonight, so... maybe THC is your thing to remind you to take a breath. Remember, there's more coming here. We're not done, nor are the Avs. You get to show up on Sunday and do this all again. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens. I don't know if y'all's heart was pumping as hard as mine was during the majority of that game, but if it was, maybe Athletic Greens will keep you in shape. Keep taking care of you, making sure you're good to go. Just one scoop into your water every morning. Super easy to use. It brings you all sorts of goodness like probiotics, electrolytes, all sorts of vitamins, all sorts of other stuff too. A bunch of athletes use it on their own side to make sure that they're taking care of their body and health, especially with flu season and stuff going around. It can help supercharge your immune system. So take control of your health. Again, go over to athleticgreens.com/avalanche to get yours today. It comes with a year's supply of vitamin D as well as 5 travel packs. So if you're on the road, you can go check out whatever you want and bring Athletic Greens with you. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's get through these super chats. $5 from Gregory, who says, this is why Game 4 was so important. The difference between this year's team and teams of years past is I feel confident for Game 6. Love you all. Thank you very much, Gregory.
2 cracks at it.
Yep. Game,
2 more cracks.
Anybody that's actually paid attention should feel good about the way that this team has responded to adversity this year. Yeah. And in this postseason.
On the you road. Gotta,
look, yeah. It's all right to feel bad about this game. Like,
of course.
You want them to win.
Nobody likes losing.
No, but you got to stand behind the team. Are you going to just, like, fade away because they lose one game? Like, this is a historic run. Like, we're talking... they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, the chance to win. This is their 4th loss. It's ridiculous.
The frustrations of this game... only you can let them carry over to Game 6. You don't have to.
Yep.
You do not have to. AJ's talked about it a ton this playoffs, about momentum from game to game really isn't that much of a thing, especially a game where you're traveling to the other building. There's a pretty big reset in between those two things. So, is what it is. $5 from David saying, well, every series has been clinched on the road for the Avs looking for one more, boys. Yep.
Yep.
The Avs need to get one more still. The yep. goal is the same as it was before this game. Nothing has changed in that regard. $5 from Ryan saying, I don't understand the Avs got outplayed bad comments. Avs were as good or better than the Bolts and just lost. It's hockey. It happens. Jeez.
Pretty much.
I mean, did you watch the game? I don't know.
Yeah, hard to agree.
It wasn't that bad of a loss. It's not the Avs getting 6-2 bodied with a terrible second period. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's 2-3. Come on.
$1 from Dave. Thank you very much. $10 from Tyler saying, my concerns, Avs look like a team that's never closed out a cup before. They played Tampa's game instead of dictating play, and Mac hasn't been good enough. I don't know what to say about Mikko anymore. I mean, look, again, you need better from your big dogs. The Avs look like a team that haven't closed out a cup, probably because they've never closed out a cup before. I'm just saying. At the end of the day, though, you got to go 1-0. That's what the Avs get to try and do in Game 6. $14 from Dangles saying, slow start, Kemper, bad goal, second line not great, third line absolutely caved in. Come back harder in Game 6. Bound to be a Kemper start without a bad goal, right? I mean, you'd love a non-bad goal, but
there are
also
no guarantees in life.
Right, even Vassy gets a bad goal.
Right, both goalies had a bad goal. I don't know what to tell you.
Colorado's first goal, I mean, he just drops a puck.
Yep.
Oh, that was a garbage, like, yeah.
Great break for Nuke.
Yep. Yeah. The legendary.
Just like
the legendary
seven,
Drew.
Score five more.
Coming in with another $100 like he always seems to do.
Jeez,
sorry to bring up reffing, but come on. If you're going to call that garbage on JT to negate a power play, you have to call a blatant hook slash on Makar when he is about to walk Sergachev. Anyhow, we still love you guys, and on to Game 6 we go.
Yeah, I think the only reason that didn't get called is because the Avs were already on a power play.
Yep, I agree. And that's the one problem I have with the reffing in this game is the no call on Makar. Yeah. Because you gave Tampa a 4-on-3. You weren't willing to give the Avs one on a clear call. On
I mean,
a call
that's
you
a five,
made.
That would have been a 5-on-3 for a minute and a half.
Which,
sorry, he shouldn't have fucking slashed his hands.
Right.
Like, the thing that happens every single time a guy gets hooked on the hands. The announcer is, like, contractually obligated
to
got him on the hands. They'll call that every time. And you're just... Then you see a moment like that, and you're like, no, the fuck they won't. Come on.
And the stick was turned over, too.
Dude, it was...
It was a good one.
It was blatant.
It was a good one.
It was blatant. Yep. There's no doubt.
$10 from CeeLo saying, just saw a comforting quote, when something is taken, you're only one step away from receiving something better. Patience will pay off. Tough L, but only need one. Love y'all. Deep breaths. Yep. Still only need one.
It's a grown adult mentality.
Taking an L doesn't mean you need two. You still only need one.
Yep.
$2 from Craven saying, this game's score did not reflect my preference.
Oh.
Yep. Accurate.
Same.
$5 from Real Politic. This one I can't hang for the post game. Wrecked, but y'all are the best. So here's to you. Gonna go call in sick for Sunday now. Finish this in Tampa Bay. Thank you very much, Real.
Definitely no bones to the people who just were like,
oh, yeah.
I can't listen to this tonight.
Yeah.
Way more understandable to do that than to talk about how this is going to Game 7 after Game 5.
McKinnon trash.
Yeah. Everybody's bad and Pee-wee goalie and, like, all this other crazy bullshit.
$5 from Jamie. Sad how the game ended. Thought the Avs were a better team, but keep the good vibe tribe alive.
I was so excited to sleep tomorrow.
$10 from Greg saying, take a breath, Avs fam. You gotta breathe sometimes.
Yep.
$5 from Tyler saying, guys, I know they've never closed out a cup. That was my point, is they look like it. Tampa looks like a team that's got two. There's a reason they do. Of course they do, but no one's closed out a cup until they have, right? Tampa closed out their first one. you go back to Washington, they closed. Just because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't. Which, I mean, I know you know that. I get it. I understand the wavelength you're on. But you give yourself opportunities to do it. The Avs have given themselves three. They failed at number one. Now we move on to number two. $5 from Avalanche saying AJ's 100% right. Team didn't play its best game. Was a bit sloppy, IMO. Time to get it in Tampa. Yeah, of course. No one's going to sit here and tell you the Avs played their A game.
For sure. Well, if they did play their A game, it would be a different conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
This bar would still be full.
Yep.
£10 from Marcus saying just happy to be living and dying with this group. Much appreciated.
I'm a little over the dying.
$2 from A Wolf saying Avs let themselves get pushed around, no urgency.
I would agree that the urgency was probably a little lacking.
At times.
Especially on the power play where it was really casual and they were just happy to settle for, okay, well, McKinnon will take a one-timer and it doesn't work and it doesn't work and it doesn't work and doesn't work. And Tampa Bay's like, this rocks.
You'd like to see a little more aggression.
They haven't scored like this all like series, right?
Yep.
Like I just thought there was going to be more jump off of the start, and I don't know if that was something that was coached, like, stay calm, collected, do our thing.
Well, how much of
letting a little bit of the emotion creep in and let them push that pace at the beginning?
And how much of it is they have to kill two penalties in the first 8 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, another great point.
Because for me, I'm
yeah.
like, that takes, you go from like, we're coming flying out of the gates and we're going to bury these dudes and we're going to be running downhill. This is going to be the greatest night of our lives to like, okay, we got to kill penalty.
Yep.
Hold on now, guys. All right. Everybody close it up now. Yep. And it just changes the tone of the game so much to have to do that right out of the box. Now, they did exactly that in game one. They killed a penalty. And then came down the ice and scored, and then they were off and running, and it was a great first period. But I do wonder, like, how much of that tonight was just, like...
Sure. Certainly the second penalty, I think, hurt, but...
Yeah, the first...
Yeah.
The first one
was Confer's high stick.
Yeah, like,
it's a fine call.
Yeah. $10 from Let's Go Avs. Everyone breathe. We know this Avs team is the fastest and most dominant team in the league when they play their game. Gabe was pissed in postgame. He knows the whole team knows. We only need one. Yeah.
I guess the counterpoint would be, why do they need to lose this game for them to feel pissed? Why do they need to lose this game to know? But, of course, life doesn't work that way.
I think it's an interesting difference in how their post-game, and I haven't heard everyone else after tonight, but after game three, they were not really disappointed in that outcome. They were not happy with it, but they talked about different reasons things went wrong. So I'm encouraged to see them have a more emotional reaction because they should have felt this way maybe after game three, but as long as they recognize that this was a pretty bad one to lose, I don't want them to be happy about it.
Look, their response after the game, you know, maybe it matters for them to get them in the right mindset or whatever, but ultimately, the response that matters is what they do in game six.
Next game,
Doesn't matter till you hit the ice.
Yep. $10 from Dave saying, did anybody notice the D wasn't on the blue line? So many back passes from the zone. Nobody home. Then you see the skater coming from the back. Embrace your strength. Let's fucking go, Avs. Yeah, I don't know that's on the D necessarily. The forwards need to be aware of the situation. If their D are changing, if they're not jumping up, you have to at least give it a shoulder check, right? You can't just send it no look.
Yeah.
You gotta know. $2 from Rusko saying bad reffing against Colorado kept them disjointed. Again, I really don't think the reffing on the whole was that bad tonight. A couple of awkward spots, a couple of calls you'd like differently, sure, but ultimately, be the better team. Win the hockey game. $5 from Tyler. My only disappointment is we didn't win the cup at home. It will still be glorious on Sunday, but I would have preferred to win it at home, no doubts. I mean,
yeah.
Win it on the road, win it at home, win it
course you'd love to win it at home. Like, of course you would love that.
Yeah.
But if you don't, like, okay, well, now there's a job still to be done.
You'd love to win the cup wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Option one is win it.
Yeah.
Option two, you can think about where to win it. $5 from Matt saying no Blink 182 tonight, at least on Canadian broadcast.
Yeah, they play it when they played leading in the third period when they're leading, and that was not a thing that happened tonight.
Yep. $2 from Michael Hernandez. Avs got game six. Let's go. Love you guys. Thank you very much, Michael. Much appreciated.
Sure hope so.
That's all the super chats. I don't think this game was that complicated. I don't have a ton more to say about it. So, any final thoughts from anybody?
Crumple it up, throw it in the trash can, get ready for the next game. That's all you can do. You can't think about what happened in the last game.
Don't think about game five. Don't think about game seven. Yep. Go play game six.
There is no game seven.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to focus on this one coming up.
Megan? Nothing?
Nothing.
AJ? Any final thoughts? Is looking at some numbers.
Yeah, well, this dude has been like confidently wrong all night about the 5v5 in the series, and I just wanted to see what it actually looked like.
I just don't acknowledge him, bro.
Well, I wanted to see like what the real number was.
Okay.
The Avs have outshot Tampa 134-97, and goals are 12-11 in Tampa's favor.
So dead even, basically.
Yeah. It's almost 60% expected goals for, too. Scoring chances are 60% for Colorado, and their high danger chances are 56% for Colorado. Like, Colorado's been the better 5v5 team.
Yep.
Look, this is your Darcy Kuemper problem. I say that, and then just Darcy Kuemper was fine tonight. He was one goal, one save better by fucking Andre Vasilevskiy. Yeah.
No shame in being one save worse than Andre Vasilevskiy, especially in a series where he's been one save better
sometimes
in multiple games.
Yeah. Sometimes that just sucks.
Yeah, last second super chat here from Dave. I was talking offensive possession. Staple in, I don't know what, staple is the nook? I don't.
Staple is the puck doesn't leave the blue line.
The puck, okay. I mean.
Yeah, they have a say in that too.
Yep. Tampa's out there defending.
Yep.
Anyway, the real winner tonight is Yah here.
That's
yes, congratulations.
He is still a married man tonight, no matter what the Avs did. So go show Yah some love. Make sure you're shouting him out. Shout out Kale for filling in for him tonight, too. Absolutely amazing stuff from them. The other good news is, if you like us, you get to see us again on Sunday for Game 6. We'll be here pregame, watch along, postgame, the whole nine yards. No matter what happens, you know you can find us.
Yeah, man. You guys just gotta find another place to go say the same four things over and over and over for the next 2 days. I don't know where those places. Probably Reddit, right?
No doubt.
Probably Reddit, yeah.
Especially the non-AV sub. You go to the actual hockey sub, it's brutal out there,
dude,
man.
Our hockey's gross.
It's brutal out there.
No way. I would never. I would never do that in my spare time. They could try and include that in my contract next time.
And you'd be like, nah.
No. I would be like, maybe I'll just get a different job. Never.
All right. We love all of you. We appreciate all of you. Take a breath. Reset. Get ready for game six the same way the Avs are doing.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday. That's all we got. Later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.